Welcome to the 3312 podcast. We are dealing with some of the great issues of our time from a biblical perspective. We assert that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the nation's only hope. I am Peter Simpson, pastor of Penfree Methodist Church in Buckinghamshire, and we warmly welcome you to this podcast. Thank you. Christian gospel must be publicly proclaimed. Here is a recording of a sermon preached in the centre of Slough to all the passers-by, and the message is urgent for all who are not believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we do encourage you to listen to this testimony to the truth of the Bible and to the message of salvation through faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ.
I will judge you, every one according to his ways, saith the Lord God. God is a holy judge. He must punish our sin. We all need to realize that, as well as being a God of love and mercy, God is righteous and holy and must punish our sin. Therefore, the call of the Christian gospel is this: repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. We have to repent, a complete change of mind. We have to turn from transgressions. Transgression is rebellion against God. And everyone is living in rebellion against God until they come to faith in Jesus Christ. Turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Iniquity speaks of being perverse, crooked, twisted. That's how everyone is without Christ. Perverse, crooked, twisted. We need to become what God intended that we should be when he first created us. We need to realize that we were all created in the image of God. We were created in order to serve Almighty God. We were not created just to have 70 or 80 years of personal fulfillment, if we can find it. No, we were created to serve our Maker. That's why we are here. And we are one day going to be answerable to God. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Every one of us shall give account of himself to God. So God is a God of justice, as well as a God of love. He would not be holy and righteous if he overlooked our sin. He must punish our sin because he is a just judge. If someone has broken the law of the land and he has to go and to a court of law and stand before the judge cannot say, "Oh, I'll forget about it." The judge has to punish the criminal.
I've forgotten something. What joy being a Christian is.
Yeah. When you say I've forgotten something, have I got to say that every sentence? Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. How long have you been listening?
That's the most important part.
How long have you been listening, madam?
A very long time. Longer than you've had hot dinners, I should think.
Pardon? But I only started 2 minutes ago. The joy is only for those who repent and believe. It's not for the unbelievers. All need to repent. All need to come to the crucified Saviour. All need to humble themselves before Almighty God. You must realize the urgency of this message. God now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness. Are you ready for that day when Jesus Christ returns as judge? Are you ready for that day when we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ? We are here for a purpose. We are here to serve the God who gives us our daily breath, the God who puts the food on our tables every day. You are not here by chance. You are not the result of an evolutionary process. You are not descended from the apes. You have an immortal spirit. You are made in the image of God. When your body dies, the spirit returns to the God who first gave it. And so even if you say, I don't believe in God, God is still going to judge you. You saying, I'm an atheist, will not cause you to escape the judgment of God. So we need to understand that there is coming a day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. There is coming a day when we shall have to give an account to God of every single thought, word, and deed. God reads our hearts. He knows what we are thinking. He knows whether you truly love him or not. We shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. On the day of judgment, it will be no defense to say, I conformed to the fashions of the day. On the day of judgment, it will be no defense to say, well, I believed what everybody else around me believed. No, you will need to make your peace with God through faith in Christ in order to be happy on that day of judgment. And to become a Christian means leaving the fashions of this world. Becoming a Christian means stop following the crowd. Stop following what everybody else thinks. Stop following what the media tell you every single day. Believe in Jesus Christ. Jesus said that the road to hell is a broad way, a popular way. It's full of people. But the road to heaven is a straight and narrow way. And there are only a very few people upon that way. And so you must come apart from the crowd to follow Jesus Christ. Being fashionable is no excuse for sin. Modern Britain is wallowing in sin. June is supposed to be Pride Month. There's going to be a big celebration of Pride Month here in High Wycombe later on. We are a nation rejoicing in sin. We need to come to our senses and all need to examine their own hearts and realize that they have broken the laws of God. On the day of judgment, God's justice will be in accordance with his perfect knowledge of all our ways. He knows everything about us. He knows exactly what we are doing and even thinking at this moment. Now, all people deserve to be condemned and eternally ruined because of sin. No one deserves salvation. No one deserves to get to heaven. No one is good enough to reach heaven through their own imagined goodness, because we are all guilty of sin. If you are confident that you are a good person, you are being deceived, because the Bible says no one is good by nature. All have sinned. All have broken God's commandments. Being religious gets no one to heaven. Performing religious duties gets no one to heaven. Only faith in Jesus Christ can remove the barrier between the sinner and the holy God. We are too sinful just to walk into God's presence. We need one who is without sin to represent us. And the only man who has ever lived who is without sin is Jesus Christ. All the other prophets of all the other religions are sinners. But Jesus Christ is without sin. And that is why he is able to act as the sinner's representative. There is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Only he can take away the guilt of sin. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse you from your sin. You can't cleanse yourself from your sin. You can give money to charity. It will not wash away a single sin. You can go on a pilgrimage. It will not wash away a single sin. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can take away our sin. This is why Jesus Christ came into the world. He came into the world to save sinners. And that is the status of every single one of us. All have hopelessly broken God's commandments in thought, word, and deed. All therefore need a saviour. No one is capable of saving themselves through their own goodness. Our own goodness does not exist. We need a saviour to rescue us. And that saviour is Jesus Christ. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but that of Jesus Christ. Modern Britain has turned its back on the Christian faith. We have redefined marriage contrary to God's holy law. Marriage can only be between one man and one woman. But our government and our Parliament and our MPs think they know better than the word of God. We allow babies to be destroyed in their mother's wombs. We call it a woman's right to choose. But no one has the right to choose to take the life of another human being. So this is where we have reached in modern Britain, killing babies in the womb. That's not a sign of progress. That's a sign of a wicked society. We must come to our senses. We are telling young people that they can change their gender. This is absolute madness. God has fixed our gender for all time. Yes, he did. God made them male and female. Genesis 1 verse 27. There are only two genders which God has fixed for all time. You cannot change your gender. We must stop as a society telling our children that they can change their gender, making them confused, making them have surgery, which they will then regret for the rest of their lives. God has fixed your gender. You can't change it.
If they want to change it, they can change it.
No, God is... Are you wiser than God? Are you wiser than God? God has fixed your gender. And there are only two genders, male and female. But modern Britain is so sophisticated that it's saying to children, choose your gender. What utter madness we have come to. We need to come to our senses. We need to turn back to the one true faith of Jesus Christ. That is the nation's only hope. That is the only answer for our nation, to return to the one true faith of Jesus Christ. And that means each individual examining his or her own heart and coming in repentance and faith to the only Saviour. You must realise that God is a God of justice. He must punish our sin. But God has caused justice upon sin to be satisfied in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. He carried on the cross the penalty for the sins of the world. Jesus Christ has died in the sinner's place. You cannot save yourself. You need a Saviour. You need someone to rescue you from the guilt of your sin. All need to come to Jesus Christ in repentance and faith. All need to come to the crucified Saviour whilst there is time. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but that of Jesus Christ. So we need to understand the urgency of this message. If you were to die tonight without faith in Christ, you would be eternally lost. No matter how sophisticated and fashionable you might be, you would be eternally lost because of your sin. All have sinned. All come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, not a single one. We all deserve the justice of God. We all deserve to go to an everlasting hell. But Jesus Christ has died in the sinner's place. Jesus Christ has died to set you free from all your guilt. You have a great burden of guilt upon your back. But Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus Christ will give you rest from the burden and guilt of sin. Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. God desires to refresh you. He desires to give you peace in your heart. He desires that you know the joy and peace of believing. But you will only experience that if you repent of sin and trust in Jesus Christ. Repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Come to Jesus Christ and be refreshed. Come to Jesus Christ and have all your guilt removed. But you can't remove your own guilt. You need a Saviour to do that. You need one who died on the cross in the sinner's place to remove your guilt. You cannot save yourself through your own goodness. Only Jesus Christ can remove the guilt of sin, because he died on the cross in the sinner's place. So the death of Jesus Christ concerns every single one of us. Who are the sinners? All of us. So the death of Christ concerns you. He died for you to give you new life, to take away your guilt, to bring you times of refreshing. Jesus Christ has died for you to give you life. Because without Christ, you are dead in trespasses and sins. Without Christ, you are devoid of any spiritual life. Without Jesus Christ, you are alienated from God, separated from Him, far off from Him. Without Jesus Christ, you are the enemy of God because of your sin. But in Jesus Christ, you can be reconciled to the Holy God if only you repent. But Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. If you do not turn from sin and trust in Jesus Christ, you will eternally die, because God is a God of justice. Come to Jesus Christ and be forgiven. Come to Jesus Christ and be refreshed, inwardly cleansed, to have the burden of guilt taken away. Come to Jesus Christ that you might know a perfect peace in your heart. Come to the only Saviour. You have this great burden of guilt because of your sin, but Jesus Christ can take that burden away. Come unto me, He says, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For I am meek and lowly in heart. Come to Jesus Christ, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Is your soul at rest? Do you know you're going to heaven? Do you know that you have peace with God? Come to Jesus Christ, repenting of all your sin, and He will give you peace. Come to Jesus Christ and He will give you a new heart. Turn from your sin, which will otherwise be your eternal ruin. Britain has abandoned the Christian faith. You can't go into a supermarket without seeing Pride Month being celebrated. Homosexuality is a sin. Are you wiser than God? God has said it is sinful. All need to be reconciled to the Holy God. You see, what can the homosexuals do? All that they can come up with is a vulgar gesture. No answers, no arguments. We need to make our peace with God. We need to do it as individuals. We need to do it as a nation, because God judges nations. He can take away our prosperity. He can bring war upon this nation. He can cause the harvests to fail. We must stop being a wicked nation. And we must turn back to the one true God through faith in Jesus Christ. Come to the crucified Saviour who died on the cross in the place of sinners. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ whilst there is time. No one else can remove the guilt of sin. The death of Jesus Christ concerns you if you're a human being, because you have broken God's commandments. All have sinned. Therefore, all need a Saviour. And the only Saviour of mankind is Jesus Christ, because He is the only man who has ever lived who is without sin. Therefore, we urge you, come to the Lord Jesus whilst there is time. Do not delay. Believe in Jesus Christ, repenting of your sin, and He will wash you clean. He will make you new. He will give you a brand new heart. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Believe in the one who died on the cross for sinners. Come to the Lord Jesus. No one else can remove the guilt of sin. He came into the world to save sinners. Pardon?
Jesus died for the gays.
Yeah, but they've got to repent. They have to repent. Luke 13, verse 3. Jesus died for all sinners. But the death of Jesus Christ only works if you repent and trust in him. All have sinned. All need God's mercy in Jesus Christ. Come to the crucified Savior and he will wash you clean. He will give you a brand new heart. Believe in Jesus Christ this day and he will give to you the gift of everlasting life. Amen.
We do hope that you found this podcast to be helpful and profitable. And if so, please pass it on to friends and contacts. And if you would like to hear further podcasts which endeavour to bring biblical teaching to bear upon our national life, then please do subscribe to hear further podcasts. Many thanks.